we don't care about whether or not it's right. It's just asking questions and being curious.
This is Hypothesis, WNYC's look at science in our area. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about what happens when you take middle school kids and give them access to high-powered tools for scientific exploration.
We're actually going to be learning about urban environments.
The BioBus is a 41-year-old city bus that's been converted into a mobile science lab. Today, it's parked outside a school in Brooklyn's Brighton Beach, where campers from the Shorefront Y are checking out water samples they took from the ocean. The students are crowded around a table, looking at slides on a high-powered electron microscope.
And no skeleton.
It has an exoskeleton.
11-year-old Linda Vasilenko says before this, most of her science education was just from textbooks.
I never saw anything like this before. I never actually looked under a microscope, so it was kind of freaky to me.
One of the chief scientists on the bus is Latasha Wright. She says she gets a thrill out of how excited the kids are.
When they go, oh, it's awesome!
The bus is a project of Cell Motion Laboratories, a science education nonprofit that also operates a community lab at the Lower East Side Girls Club. Wright says both the lab and the bus are trying to build kids who think logically.
Even if you don't become a scientist, you still are taking those core values the rest of your life. And that's something that benefits everyone.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.